Maybe the verses in Romans will help us with this. I had just turned to them because I think that Uncle Emil, as he is called affectionately, Uncle Emil said to us a little earlier that we're going to get away from the outward appearance. And God has said, dear young people, I want to allow you to look into the heart of Abraham now. And I'm going to allow you to look into Sarah and see the exercises they went through. Romans 4, I'll read these just again. Romans 4, especially verse 18, who against hope? Now let's get hold of that. All hope of a descendant, all hope of a child through is gone. Against hope, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Let me get hold of that. The only reason that he could believe was because God said it would be. It was according to God's word. There was nothing else for him to lay hold of, but against hope. That means really that practically speaking, there was nothing to look at. Against hope, he believed in hope. So shall thy seed be, and being not weak in faith. Dear young people, there is that which he did not even give consideration to. Common sense would say, Abraham, look at yourself. You're 90 some years old. It's obvious you're not going to father a child. It's not going to happen, the enemy would say. What's it say here? Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Now dead. Dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Do you know what it is to stagger? I don't mean from being drunk, but from something happening that absolutely knocks you off your feet and you're startled. He staggered not. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. There's the key, young people. It hasn't changed. It's still the key for our lives today. It's still the means by which God works with young people and old ones and all of us in between. It's a pathway of faith. Look at verse 21. Being fully persuaded. Am I? Are you fully persuaded that God can and will work in your life? Are you fully persuaded that you can take every need to him and that you can trust him, brother or sister, for whatever is before you? Fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Yeah, and I think to answer one of the questions from earlier, some other examples of women, I think we can look at in 1 Samuel 1 in Hannah, and then also in the life of Abigail and her situation with David, example of a meek and quiet spirit. And I think that's found in 1 Samuel chapter 25. But to address what our brother Chuck was bringing up, I think the thing that I've always found. You ask yourself, if you put yourself in the shoes of Abraham, you're almost 100 years old. Sarah's in her 90s. It's physically impossible for you to bear to have a child. And to what our brother Chuck was saying, how do you become fully persuaded? I mean, there's no science, there's no calculation, there's nothing rational, nothing that you can see or put your finger to that could ever lead you to be. Not even halfway persuaded, but being fully persuaded, 100% persuaded. And I think the toughest thing, and even when we look at our own lives, the challenges that we face, the difficulties that we face, oftentimes seem impossible or insurmountable. But we see here with Abraham, the key, I think, to becoming fully persuaded is what we see here in verse 21, where it says, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. And we see in Hebrews 11, it says, considering him who had made the promise, considering him faithful. And so the thing that is really the anchor that should hold us in those situations that seem insurmountable, that seem impossible, that seem, you know, too big for us to be able to somehow manage, is that the promises that God has made, that he is 100% faithful. Every promise he has ever made will 100% of the time come through exactly in the way that he said them. And so that's how Abraham was fully persuaded. He could look back at his life and see all of the other examples when the Lord had said X, X came to pass. And so that's really the thing that we can hold on to when the sky is the darkest, when the waves are rolling the highest, is the concept of the fact that him who made the promise will always be faithful.
In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, the Lord Jesus says, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." And nothing is too big for God. He is the one who created everything. He's the one who I can't remember the verse, He controls everything, and everything is in his power. So nothing is impossible with God, and nothing is too big for God.
It was just in reference to your question on verse 6. I can't remember the exact question, but if it helps, if we go to Romans chapter 4 and the very first part of the chapter in verses 2 and 3, it's a reference to that specific portion in the Old Testament. I don't know if that helps clarify the verse a bit for you.